Those ever get broken? Oh yeah, they get broke sometimes. Now, used to, when men shaved themselves, what did they use to shave?
Well, we used to have the what we call a straight razor. And now we got a safety razor, an electric razor. Some of them got for now they don't use a razor.
What do you prefer?
Well, most of the time I use that electric razor because I can't see much bad to cut my face. But when I use another kind, I got a safety razor, them little blades in. About every Sunday, if I'm going to try to go to church, I try to get a closer shave with it.
Yes, sir. What would men use to sharpen those straight razors on?
Well, they buy what they call a razor hone, a kind of oil-treated rock, and then a strop made out of leather. If you'd hone it a little, you'd strop it on that leather, of course. If the edge wasn't fine enough, it sort of moved it up.
Mm-hmm. I see. You know, sometimes carpenters use these wooden frames to brace things on. The ends of them are kind of like that, you know. Do you remember what they call those things? It looks something like that.
Well, it's been a work hole. We call it a work hole.
Some call them work horses, some saw horses. I got a couple down there on the shed now.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have something like that, except it was shaped like an X, and you could put a log in the middle of it and saw it off? You know, this would brace it?
Yeah, we used two when we cleared Newgrounds. Had a lot of hardwood timber we took. We hauled it up and maybe 10, 12 foot lengths. And picked up what we call a wood rack out there. About three of them long, lay it up in there, and where did you lie still and saw it up, fit the fireplace.
Right, that's good, yeah. When you were growing up, did y'all have anything that you played on? Maybe like something that, one child could sit here and one here and go like that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that is a seesaw.
Yeah.
That's a seesaw.
What'd you call yourself doing when you were doing that?
Oh, we'd say we seesawed.
Seesawed.
Yeah.
Did you have anything that was kind of like that, except it was braced right in the middle and it went round and round?
Yeah. That was, that's getting too hot for me. I'm sweating. We call that a flying jenny. Yeah, flying jenny.
Did you play on that?
Kid could get hurt with them. My mother was always by a trickler. She wouldn't let us have one of them much, afraid to get killed. Get it going way around, and the only fellow was tapping to drop off. If he had it up full speed, he wouldn't stop right quick. Come on around, maybe knock you down.
Yeah.
Hit you up around the head is dangerous.
Mm.
But I've seen them played on them a little at other places. I don't think, if I remember now, us kids ever had one at home, but mm-hmm. We might have.
I see. Did you have these things that you suspended from a limb of a tree with ropes and something for a swing, you know?
That is a swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tied, maybe get like this big old tree out here, big limb, go out like that. Tie it up there and let it hang down here and fix a little board in here to sit on. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can swing. Way up and down.
All right. You ever make them out of tires?
Huh?
Ever make them out of tires? Tire. Do you ever use a tire for a swing?
Well, I've seen them. I don't know where. There wasn't any tires when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I've seen them fixed since then.
Mm-hmm.
But